It's time for What Day Is Today, where I take a look at what celebrations are happening around the world, international celebrations, which you can take, adapt into your day, into your Wednesday, and make the most of it. As the turtle from Kung Fu Panda says, yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, but today's a gift. That's why they call it the present. So, make the most of today, because today is, it's a whole slew of days, it's the biggest of all the days which have cropped up in my time doing this segment, which I find interesting, seeing that it's so very close to Christmas. Now, I'm not sure how obscure holiday celebrations are decided on, if it's some sort of coincidence or some reason why they pick a date, or if someone just chooses it, but it definitely seems like it's ill-advised to have your obscure celebration so close to the most ubiquitous Western holiday that there is, Christmas, and of course, Hanukkah is around the same time as well. And so if you want people to pay attention to your obscure holiday, I think you need to give the celebrators some room to breathe and move your celebration out of December to a little bit more open time of the year. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of things happening today. So firstly, today is Flashlight Day. Seems like perfect timing given the power outages that we had across the CBD yesterday. Flashlight Day is about celebrating the glory that is holding light in a little stick in your hand. It's pretty nifty when you think back to when people were walking around with candles on those little candle trays. Now, you don't even need a flashlight anymore. Just turn the flash on in your phone and ba-boom, you can see stuff in the dark, which is, you know, I think it's pretty neat. So just, I don't know how to actually celebrate Flashlight Day. Marvel at the wonder of the flashlight. Maybe go outside at nighttime. I think yesterday would have been perhaps a better day to be celebrating the power of the flashlight when we had those blackouts. Today is also Humbug Day, very close to Christmas. It is not Humbug, the boiled licorice lolly, although if you do enjoy Humbug lollies, the licorice lollies, then by all means, go to town on those today. But Humbug Day is, of course, about ragging on Christmas. So close to Christmas, it's a wonderful time of year, but it's also a very unwonderful time of year for a lot of reasons for a lot of different people. I know I've resented Christmas for a very long time purely because I really, really don't like Christmas songs. I feel like repeating the same songs ad nauseum every year. I think people should just start writing new Christmas songs. There are plenty of alternative Christmas songs out there and they are not getting the time of day. If I hear George Michael's Last Christmas again, I am going to lose it. Today is also Crossword Day. I think any day is the perfect day to do a crossword. It's a great way to while breakfast away with a coffee and perhaps a bowl of granola and doing a crossword. I've never successfully completed a newspaper crossword, in all honesty. I've gotten very close, but when it comes to the end, it's either cheat or give up, and I want to fill in all the boxes, so I usually cheat come the end of a crossword. Today is also Look on the Bright Side Day. It's a pretty self-evident Look on the Bright Side Day about seeing the silver lining in things and making the most of what you got. And I don't myself have anything to look on the bright side of. Things are running pretty chipper for me at the moment. Didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night, so that's a downer. But hey, on the bright side, I got to enjoy so much more time doing things while I was awake. Got to do so many more things because I didn't sleep. Today is also Short Story Day. They just keep on rolling, so many days. Just Short Story Day is today. So for Short Story Day, I guess you can read or maybe give a go at writing a short story. There's always plenty of places to get yourself published if you're a short story writer looking to make your first break in the publishing industry. Or just publish it online on a little blog, post it on Facebook. People want to read your stuff. They definitely do. Today is also Don't Make Your Bed Day. Now, for me, and I know for my producer Tess, Don't Make Your Bed Day is every single day of the year. I've never understood the point in making a bed when you just mess it up as soon as you get into it again. I mean, I'll keep it tidy-ish, but I've never understood the very, very pernickety bed making. But maybe you're a fan of bed making. Well, today's time to take a break from making your bed. Let it get a little shabby. Finally, today is International Glare at Ibises Day. Ibises have been getting a lot of shade, increasingly popular to give ibises shade. And the garbage birds, today is the day of the year to really, really make them feel the burn and express your hate to ibises. That's all the days that are today. So hopefully you can get around one of the seven that I just told you about.